For months, 16-year-old teenager Adam Rain confided in ChatGPT. Then he took his own life. Now, facing a lawsuit from the boy's parents, the chatbot's parent company, OpenAI, is under pressure to act. It has announced the implementation of parental controls.
Within the next month, parents will be able to link their account with their teen's account, minimum age of 13, through a simple email invitation. Control how ChatGPT responds to their teen with age-appropriate model behaviour rules, which are on by default. Receive notifications when the system detects their teen is in a moment of acute distress.
It's a move the family's lawyer has labelled as crisis management and an attempt to change the subject. In a statement released on Tuesday, he reiterated that despite flagging Adam's chats nearly 400 times for containing references to self-harm, they allege the system continued to provide suicide methods and encouragement through the end of Adam's life. The lawyer has called on OpenAI CEO Sam Altman to say unequivocally that he believes ChatGPT is safe or immediately pull it from the market. Other industry experts agree that parental controls will not solve all of the problems. ChatGPT continues to get more human-like with every update, and experts say it is designed to engage users above all else. In many cases, that means providing constant encouragement, even for anxious or negative thoughts.